Darren, another defeat. How did you rate today's performance?
Poor, particularly the first half. I thought it was a really, really disappointing performance. One I didn't expect at all. I thought we'd have a lot more tempo and energy to us. And in a funny sort of way, I was actually quite pleased to see the halftime whistle. And they didn't really hurt us too much. They played it in front of us a lot, but of course, the goals we're giving away are really poor, poor goals.
A lot of under-hit passes as well this afternoon. Is that purely a confidence thing, do you think? A bit tentative?
Perhaps. We wanted to play a certain way today, and it meant overloading the midfield in terms of getting more bodies in there and the diamond, and because we knew they were a big, powerful team, and it was important that we kept possession. We didn't do it quick enough. You know, we didn't do anything quick enough in the first half, in or out of the ball. So that was a disappointing thing for me. I mean, you mentioned confidence, you mentioned it being a bit tentative. Well, everyone knew, including my players, that we'd lost six games before the game. So if they wanted to say they were not confident enough on 2 hours, they could have told me before the game. We know the situation we're in. It's up to us to do something about it. And there's not enough doing something about it for me.
You made a couple of changes, or you made one major change, didn't you? Boyd was brought out today. Was the thinking behind that the fact that he's lost his sparkle, basically?
Yeah, he's lost form. I mean, and you know what? Everyone's sort of... The lad's been here a long time, and everyone's quite surprised when he loses his form. But, you know, I've got to look at... Listen, George has been here. He's served the club fantastically well. I maybe got to look at what I'm going to have in the future of the football club. I've got to look at that as well. There's a bigger picture to this. George ain't going to be here next season, you know, and that's not the reason I left him out. I left him out pure and simply because he's not... I thought Joe Newell trained really well, and he's not playing well enough. But the bottom line is, in any, without getting too profound about it, in any walk of life, when you have the difficult things and difficult times, you find out about people. And I've found out about a lot of my players. It's easy when you're winning. Easy. Piece of cake. You want to train every day. You want to come on the pitch, and it's easy to pass. It's easy to run. When you've gone through the run we've gone through, that's when I'll find out who I can count on.
Big decisions to be made. What do you do? How do you shake things up? How do you inject that fight and that, you know, ability to grind something out in such a difficult spell?
Well, at the end of the day, myself, I look at myself as well, and I never give up on anything. I suppose the easiest thing for me to do is walk away and say, nah, it's getting a little bit too difficult, this. I've not got that in me. I never have. I never will. It's not in my blood. I'll keep fighting. I'll keep going. I'll keep trying to find solutions to the problems. And I've now found out in seven games who I can count on and who I can't.
Have you ever entertained that idea that, you know, it's time to move on, time to walk away after the start?
No.
And that will remain the case, and the chairman obviously backs you in that?
Yeah, I've never walked away from anything. I said to my players, I'll be honest with you, after watching that first half, I wanted to walk away. I was embarrassed. Absolutely embarrassed. That doesn't mean I want to start, I'm going to do it. But that would be the easiest thing for me to do, is to walk away. But I'm not going to do that. I'm not even thought about it. And it's just that I know what I've got to do now in the next week to really make a difference, I think, to what the rest of the season is going to be like.
McCann came off today. I mean, I know he'd struggled with a calf injury. Obviously, was sloppy in possession to give the first goal away. Was that injury induced, the fact that he came off, or was it the fact that you were frustrated with the distribution?
No, it wasn't his injury. It wasn't the reason that I brought him off at all.
So the fact that he was sloppy with possession, I guess?
Well, there's no, there wasn't that. It was just a tactical decision.
Looking ahead then, doesn't get any easier, does it? Hull away, Barnsley away, and then Forest at home. Three big, big games. Well, every game's crucial now, isn't it? Because you've got to turn this round.
Well, we do, and it doesn't matter who you play. It really doesn't. You look at the fixture list, and you can go through every game, and where we're at the league now, in terms of position and form, every game's obviously a difficult one. It'll only get a little bit easier when you start winning games. But the point is that as a football club, and of course I'm the manager of it, I'm now it's getting to the point where it's embarrassing.